You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The new party of French President Emmanuel Macron, including untested novices, is preparing to massively enter the lower house of parliament after winning an overwhelming majority in Sunday's elections, which was overshadowed by a record low turnout. Macron's year-old Republic on the Move party won more than 300 seats in parliament, slightly less than expected, but enough to disrupt politics as usual and clinging the young leader's hold on power. Official partial results showed them with 327 seats, with 33 seats yet to be counted. Stefan Boss has this report.
Supporters of La République En Marche, or the Republic on the Move party, founded last year by now French President Emmanuel Macron, celebrating in Paris. They have just learned that they won a historic victory in France's parliamentary election. They received far more than the 289 seats needed for an absolute majority, sweeping aside traditional parties and securing a powerful mandate for Macron's pro-business reforms. The results, based on official figures and pollster projections, redraws France's political landscape. It is a humiliating defeat for the socialist and conservative parties that alternated in power for decades until Macron's election in May. Macron, who was elected at age 39 as the youngest president in France's history, has now fulfilled his wish to disrupt politics with a new approach and new faces, including a farmer, a teacher, and a math genius. But he may be getting more than he bargained for, with the entry into parliament of loud voices from the ultra-left and far-right National Front leader Marine Le Pen. Both have promised to fight his plans to overhaul French labor laws, one of the toughest subjects in France. National Front leader Le Pen celebrated that her party was expected to place up to 8 lawmakers in the lower chamber, compared to 2 lawmakers in the outgoing assembly, though she acknowledged that it was not enough to form a powerful bloc in the 577-seat assembly. Yet Le Pen, who rivaled Macron for the presidency, was pleased that she managed for the first time to enter parliament with a seat representing her northern bastion around Hénin-Bamont, with more than 58% of the vote. Yet French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said in remarks that through their vote, a wide majority of the French have chosen hope over anger, reiterating what he called his total determination to work on major reforms in the coming months. A minor reshuffle of the cabinet, an obligatory move after parliamentary elections, was expected this week, perhaps as soon as Monday. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.